This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rise Guys Morning Show
with Matt Mann.
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy. Hard times are when the textile workers around this country are out of work and they got four or five kids and can't pay their wages, can't buy their food. That's hard times, baby.
I love running, mainly out of patience.
And Fat Boy.
Call me crazy, but I thought when you step on a scale, it's not supposed to bleed.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The planet.
Fat Boy said, you ain't going to read that email when we come back. I said, bull crap. So I'm going to do it now out of spite.
Someone's got to read it.
I'm going to do it out of spite. This is, I like subject lines, and I think that's why this guy said this.
Take a load off.
I'm not going to fall into your trap.
Take a load for free.
I said, people send emails.
It's the best kind.
And they don't use the subject line. It'll just say no subject, or they'll just put mail sack or something like this. I was like, you get that space. Be creative with it. Let AI write it for you, lazy bastard.
Now they know what to say. You won't read this.
Anonymous dad needs help before I tap out. Hey, guys. Please keep me anonymous for this one. I don't need my wife finding out I aired this out on the radio. All right. Well, I won't read your email address. That should probably keep it intact. I'm currently in a pretty heated debate with my wife over something that probably shouldn't be that big of a damn deal, but it's turned into one. Our daughter's 8 years old. We're trying to pick a extracurricular. Hey, get through that.
I got to start building them for college.
Extracurricular activity for her. I want her to take karate. I think it's a great skill, especially for self-defense. Especially. Not for the cool colored belts. Belts of color. It builds confidence, discipline, and I think every little girl should know how to defend herself in today's world. Today.
Yeah. A lot of aggressors.
But my wife is dead set on her putting her into dance. She says there's more of a future there, more opportunities. Oh, here's where Paige jumps in. Mm-hmm. More opportunities, especially when it comes to college and scholarships. I don't see it that way. I'm not trying to turn our daughter into the next MMA fighter. I just think karate. Am I saying it right? Because last time it was quite, I was just saying karate.
I think Brock Landers would say karate.
Karate. I think karate would give her something that dance would not. And to be honest, I feel like I'm constantly being told to just go along with whatever she decides is best. I don't know who the she is, the daughter or the wife.
Well, it's got to be, well, you would think the daughter, but she's only 8.
He italicized she, whatever she decides is best. Now I feel like I'm being told to just go along with whatever she decides. So I don't know if the she.
It's got to be the kid, right?
I don't know.
He doesn't know how she identifies. That's what
I'm sure it's not that.
Oh, Lord.
So now I'm at a crossroads. I want to stand my ground, not just for karate, but because I am tired of feeling my opinion as a father doesn't carry the same. Oh, yeah, he's talking about
why
the wife.
Why don't they compromise and have her do what she wants?
Won't you let me finish reading the email?
I'm
but I also don't want our daughter stuck in the middle of a power struggle. What would you do in my situation? Is this worth standing my ground on, or should I just let this one go? Thanks. Anonymous Daddy. Hey, Daddy.
Let her take gymnastics.
You ever notice how an activity for a kid now is not something you just go do for a couple hours, a couple times a week, and that's it? It's all a big thing. Even if you play a sport, kids are playing all the sports. They tell you to play all the sports you can. I mean, but you travel on the weekends.
Do you think that is to big find rings out which one you're good at? Like,
well, they would tell you to keep in shape, but you know, you're right. It could have been a trick a coach would use.
I think it was, because remember, my football coach tried to get me to wrestle, and I'm like, no. What? Y'all, because you make the heavyweights run the same amount as you do the flyweights. Like, no.
They ran a lot. Plus, nobody liked
it. That's how they started and ended practice. No, sir.
High school wrestling sucked because, you know, the girls didn't really go that much. Your buddies didn't want to go watch high school wrestling because it's the fake wrestling. It's not the
shoot to half. Shoot to half.
Yeah, but you don't want to watch. I mean,
it just wasn't really like a scene. You're like, I don't want to do that.
I never had the desire to go watch men roll around on the ground.
Well, you're missing out, first of all.
I guess so.
That's why I chose to do field. Yeah. But yet even I wasn't like I was
field.
I could do the shot put good, but the other one made me dizzy. You if you're already fat and you got to bend over to start something, like, you ever bend over to pick up your car keys and then when you stand up you got the swirls?
I kick them against the wall and try to ride them up.
Well,
if I can.
It's just kind of that thing. The so you're going to sit there, yeah. When you like you I, raise I, up I, too I, high and it's like ooh, ooh.
Okay.
You're like, how can I bend over and pick up these keys and be this close to my gimmick?
Right.
But if I try to get close to it, I can't even get this close.
Or you'll exert more energy of like trying to pick it up with your foot and kind of kick it, hacky sack it up to your hand. It's like, dude, you could have just bent over.
But you'll sit there for 10 minutes trying to hack it.
Yeah. So back to the email.
8 years old and they're already trying to plan their future out.
It's not. So I'll say this. My grandson's 3 and a half. He's recently started gymnastics. It's a two-parter. It's one to have him, like, you know, on the farm, there's no other kids except little baby goats, okay? But also, like, children nearby is not availability. But also to get him around other kids.
For social skills.
For social skills, but also to learn tumbles and even things like a safety jump, you know, like, hey, if the house caught on fire, you should jump and fall this way. I mean, already learning that.
Some kind of skill.
Yeah, some kind of thing like that. But when it becomes, and that's one day a week, but like you said, when it becomes to like you got to look at a lot of these, especially, and I know some of my friends, and I'm not talking about you right now, wait, where their hobby becomes yours, and especially on the weekends, yeah. It's like, man. Like I want to ask the kid, hey man, you all right? Like you want to keep doing this crap? I mean, you got more rings than you got fingers now.
Like if you want to quit, I'll tell you, Daddy, you don't want to do it anymore.
I mean, you can tell if the kid likes dance because she's going to be dancing around all the time, like I was. I mean, at a young age, I always wanted to dance, but you know, this child may not be like that. She may love sports.
Somebody's going to get kicked. Either
there's
way.
Nothing wrong with little
she's
kids.
She's got two options. She's going to break boards. Yeah. Or she's going to tap toes. Either way, somebody's getting kicked.
She could ride bikes, play baseball, you know.
Or
maybe a tomgirl. Just tomboy.
Not every kid shows that. Like, I tiptoed in breakdancing. I quit Boy Scouts after 3 weeks because of the heavy touching. I'm kidding. I didn't care about knots. I was pre-hiking enjoyment. I was heavy set. I didn't care. I didn't care about all the bandanas and patches and stuff.
And what about singing like your mom? Chorus.
He was in the remedial Wade Hampton Ants, whatever they were.
It wasn't remedial. It was just like everyone's accepted. It was the DEI of its day.
Hard
it really
course.
Was. You know what, though? We tore the house down. We really did.
I got a buddy who's got 3 kids. And then he's like, the oldest one did this activity, so the other two can't do it because I'm not sitting through all that again.
Oh, yeah, that's what my mom did. My brother did Boy Scouts, and by the time it was my turn, she's like, oh, I'm not going to be a dead mother for you. Sorry.
So
I've been there, done that.
You got to do something the parents want to do too, right? I know somebody, they go like softball every weekend with their daughter, like, 10 months out of the year, and I just want to say, like, are you not sick of this?
I knew somebody in high school who I know for a fact they didn't enjoy it, but their dad was a big bowler, and were divorced, so dad's life became bowling. To the fact that when he would go over to his dad's every other weekend, it was two nights of bowling. He had the damn leather, you know, what carpal tunnel glove that they would wear.
Oh yeah, he's got the Storm jersey on, probably.
Had the you know, he had his own shoes and never had to rent them.
Like, he's got his Dexter shoes on.
And that became like his life. And I wanted to say, like, is you enjoying this too? Like, you don't look like you are. But every time I come hang out with you on the damn weekends, you with your daddy, we got to go freaking bowling.
Drop him off at the alley.
I mean, bowling for what, again, everybody's different. Bowling is like four times a year max.
Oh, man, some people do it.
Oh, I know. I know.
You got the leagues, and you try to go. If you want to do like a PBA qualifier, you got to go to one of those.
My big problem is I ain't worth a damn at it. Like, I'm not. It's I'm hard. Either getting a strike or it's going in the gutter. That's it. There's no middle ground.
I got a buddy that's great at it, and I was kind of surprised. Like, you don't strike me as a bowler. And why don't you try to do it to win some money? Why are you just doing it just like in a league here or there, like during the week?
I only bowl when we have like team building exercises or something with station.
Well, I'll go for the chicken fingers.
That's good.
Oh yeah, last time we did that, I went to the arcade by myself.
Didn't you win? Fun, though.
You won something, didn't
that.
You?
I had a good time.
I gave my card away to some hobo looking disheveled kid.
Oh, that was me. I went in there and I won the crane game and I took a bunch of
you won a pickle
pictures by myself.
He said, "I'm going to win this pickle."
Take a picture.
Wow, that came out of nowhere, dude. My gosh. I apologize. Like, I was just talking and it just popped.
Well, that's what you won, right? Like, you said, "I'm going to try to win this pickle."
No, I was trying to win the damn Bluey for my grandson and got a pickle.
I thought it was. Oh yeah, okay. I'm thinking of a different time. I was about to say this is before he was born.
No, yeah, this was the last time we were up there at, yeah, right before I had my surgery, because in that video you could tell I'm limping real bad. Call me Biscuit.
That's for all the nurses were posing with your gimmick while you were knocked out.
That's only, that's rumor. We don't know it.
Take my picture with Matt Man's.
Was it a stuffed pickle?
I think it's AI. Oh, what?
Oh, was it a stuffed pickle that you won?
Yeah, it's a big green stuffed pickle.
That's cute.
You thought it was like a dill pickle like you eat? Do you crawl? God, that'd be gross as hell.
Oh, yeah, like it's like a crane game full of pickles?
But on the woman? Other, on the other side's hot weenies. You can crawl.
See, one of mama's.
Or in the front, they have some of the damn vinegar eggs. And, you know, and dude, that the it's store nasty. At Poe Mill, you went in there and like you didn't finger it, but you like you forked your own weenie. Or your own egg.
Weenie forker.
Of course. Well, you want anybody else touching
but
that.
But, like, think of the grossness that them cans was just open and closed.
Oh, yeah, at the bar, they'll just grab them. Ugh. Could you imagine walking past the vending machine, you hear a, hola. Would you like to win a Tijuana Mama? Stick your quarter into this slot.
Where are those made? Are those going to go
probably
up
North higher? Carolina.
Are those the tariffs going to go up?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Pantera Unplugged?
No.
Uh-oh. Want guitars. I want to hear Darnell play some guitar. Many others.
Daryl, he's gone. Yeah. Dimebag Darnell was somebody else we knew. He sold drugs.
Oh, Lenny boy. Paul and many more.
Yeah.
Lena Paul. Dang it, that's a porn star. I'm sorry. Get him
Lena
mixed
Paul.
Up.
You just are so messed
yeah,
up.
Her up.
All right. Is it worth it? Oh, yeah.
That's real. Oh, yeah.
We didn't even do the thing. What's her last name?
Paul.
Is this going to be like one who has like a big old transsexual type? Well, you. No, she's not.
Yeah.
Goodness. Oh, I've seen her before.
Yeah,
I've seen her before.
This is good about it. Like, hey, that's who you
wouldn't
are.
Wouldn't that be weird? Like, you're out somewhere and you're like, I've seen you before. I don't know about that. I'm from out of town. I've seen you, though.
Like, I know you.
What do you
somewhere.
Do for a living? I'm a porn star. Oh, okay. That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Now you don't have to wonder. You could take a picture and upload it to Google, and it's like, hey, here's who this is.
Is that how that's how they dox people?
Probably.
Yeah.
Is it, the information's readily available. That's how I found out who Dog Fart was. Just take a picture and hey.
That's not his birth name?
No.
Ah.
His mother named him that.
I know. It's like finding out Wee Man.
Dog Fart.
Wee Man, that's not his real name. Like, I thought he was Wee Baby when he was first born, but no.
We're going to name this child Wee Man.
We need a name right now for the child. Ah, Dog Fart.
Isn't his last name Acuna? So is he related to freaking the Acuna Jerry. Of the Braves?
Acuna Matata. No. Gotta be related.
Oh, my God.
Gotta be cousins.
I mean, they have to. That's a far-reaching name.
We need a name right now. We're going to call him Dog Fart.
Isn't that his name? Am I wrong with that? God. Yeah, Jason Acuna.
Yep, women. Okay. Acuna. Had a birthday recently.
Acuna Matata.
I just watched him in Jackass Forever. He had the triple wedgie.
I bet he and Ronald
painful.
Are related.
We got to be.
Okay.
Do you want to come back and do the thing?
Can we play it and then come back
oh,
to
yeah.
it? Because I think that'll play. Set it up so... and what's fun is y'all are awesome. Many of you online, P1s, the listeners of this show. A lot of you, like when I did a reel page, you know, like a video. And many of you were quick to point out, I believe there's this radio show that has this thing called an FOF line you could call. That's true. But I decided to do it on video. And boy, I swear, some of y'all are some hateful ass people. Just hateful. Here's the audio of my video.
I want you to watch this. This lane is running out. I want you to see who the are as they drive by. We are on 85 right now, and the lane is ending. And look at the who are like, oh no, I gotta get over now. Like, for real. I want to say the F word right now, but my cousin's a preacher, and he follows me on here. But damn. Look, here comes about five more. Bunch of self-righteous
It's the...
What was that last one?
It's the straight-up F.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was. I finally just gave in. And just finally,
I was open.
Ah! Yeah, boy, the hate came out on that, on my own line. Good Lord. I mean, I know what it means. Y'all just got to understand the point of view is when the zipper lane ends and people are still riding over on the shoulder of the road.
Rolled.
You're self-righteous. You're a prick. You're an ass-h. You are. Like, you got to get in behind everybody. You can't, like, oh, I didn't realize. Oh.
This is clear cut. There's only one answer.
You ride them into the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got it. Should we play it again? I got it again.
I mean, if you want to.
It's really good.
I want you to watch this. This lane is running out. I want you to see who the ass are as they drive by. We are on 85 right now, and the lane is ending. And look at the ass who are like, oh, no, I got to get over now. Like, for real. I want to say the F word right now, but my cousin's a preacher, and he follows me on here, but damn. Look, here comes about five more. Bunch of self-righteous
They really were.
Just zooming up there, too, trying to get a spot.
And so you got people on there that were venomous. I mean, said, no, you're the reason why the traffic backs up, because you fall in line. And I'm like,
what are they supposed to do?
I got in. So I can guesstimate here. From here to the wall is probably 12 feet. Am I right?
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Okay. So the lane is ending in less than that. The width of the car wouldn't have allowed any more cars to go by. That V where it connects like a slice of pizza, it's gone. But people still just, oh, and they'll occasionally throw their hands up like, what's happening? I'm sorry. Oh, please forgive me. I'm sorry. I'm like, no, into the wall you go.
Try to take a mile.
Gotcha.
Literally.
And I get it. Now, I also know that when there's a two, like, for instance, when I come to work, I go down 291 Pleasantburg Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Then I take a left to get on 385. And then that lane is a zipper lane. And 9 times out of 10, I will end up getting in the far right because I realize that lane's never used. People don't, they think, oh, this is the lane. But I also don't wait until the last minute to get, I fall in. Like the Chick-fil-A damn line. When you're like, I know I ordered for them. Well, we're just going in order of cars, though. Well, that's stupid.
They don't pay attention.
They don't.
Every other. There's an exit. That's two signs that say keep going.
Yeah.
Switch lanes later. Nobody pays
attention. Or when you get off 385 right here to get on Woodruff.
Yeah, people won't let you merge in.
What? Yeah, but the lane goes for half a mile before you have to merge. And people will just stop there with their blinker. I'm like, you what dumb do? Son of a gun.
If I see you speed up to get, I'm not going to let you in.
If you
I'll kill you, literally.
With a knife. I've seen people go
hard
and pass.
In the head.
The merging lane and drive on the side and drive on. I've seen them get tickets, so I wouldn't advise you to do that.
Well, I don't advise people to drive like hellions.
I don't ever
see they do.
I don't ever see the cops around when people are trying to, when they're doing this stuff.
They were raking in the money and dunking this weekend. I saw them had, first off, the GPS goes, speed check alert. I was like, usually that's bull crap. So I kept driving like hell, and all of a sudden, I saw three police cars. They're pulling them over and dunking.
I learned my lesson. With reckless driving.
Oh, yeah. Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you were drunk that time, though, right?
No, it never was. It's 4 points for speeding going over a certain amount.
You really have to drive defensively. It's the only way to operate.
Yeah.
You can't be aggressive.
I know this guy, but I don't know if he's on my team or not. Let's go to peeling old money cards. What's up, dude?
What's going on, man?
Just hanging out. All right, so your thoughts about zipper drivers.
I agree with you 100%. You saw that same sign over a half a mile ago that you needed to get over, and if you're going to ignore that and try to pass me, we're going to take bumpers off.
Yep.
All right.
Are you clogging right now by chance? Or,
are you walking in wooden shoes?
No, I'm sitting in the car fixing to walk in the plant. It's a little rainy out here.
So that's rainy.
Head in here and get the shift started.
Oh, you're going to the bathroom first.
That's what he said.
I'm probably going to have to hit the dryer to dry my hair that I don't have.
Ah,
bless you. You can always, squeegee it off.
That's right. That's right. Squeegee
that's
it off.
It.
Hey, you have a, it's good to hear from you, man. I'm awful with messages online. So if you've messaged me, wow. I know we talk. Shut up.
It's a convenient excuse.
Yeah. He doesn't care.
Hey, it's all good, man. I know you've been busy. Been praying for you, too, brother.
Oh, aww. Quit praying for me. No, I mean, thank you. I appreciate it. No, I really do. Thank you. Have a good morning, brother. That is the biggest Jeremy Clements collector in the entire world.
Yeah, but does he have the bobblehead?
Yes.
The bobblehead.
Yes.
I don't have a bobblehead.
He's got like all the gold vinyl super fractors, all the one-on-ones, all of them.
God, this is what Jug's the perfect person to talk about this stuff.
Yeah,
this is what he does for a living. He probably weaves in and out of traffic.
Yeah, but they don't have zipper. Well, they do coming off of the pit.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
So, of course, she loses her, what's the word I'm looking at? What, I don't want to say balls. What is it? Not gumption? Loses her...
Libido?
No, that's...
Courage?
Courage is fine.
I wanted to win.
So...
Libido wins.
Yesterday evening, I was, and this is only like my fourth time doing yoga at this thing.
Oh, yeah.
Little
yoga mat over here.
What do you mean?
Dude, I could sell those. I could.
I've got to get a squishy one.
No, I want one with like my face on it with like the Gale logo.
Yeah.
And it would be called yoga mat.
But get one that's squishier.
Why don't you hold your ankles and learn how to walk backwards?
I have a flat one, then I have a squishy one.
Talk with my rear end like a Mace Ventura.
And the squishier one I use more.
Yeah, but too much squish, though, is
See,
not good.
I don't know. I like it. So you can go on your shoulders and it doesn't hurt.
Yeah. Dude, I was talking about sex position.
The way you blow it up in here, you gotta fart a lot in yoga.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I did. Remember the first freaking time I farted?
Downward.
And no one like there, and this chick wasn't there that night, but like, again, I have the brain capacity of like a 7 to 10 year old boy when it comes to things. You'll hear that in my best damn audio later. Uh-huh. I almost include one fart sound in each best damn audio because I think it's, I don't care who, if you believe in a creator, if you believe in the big boom, it's just so awesome that we can make that sound. And it's just the funniest freaking thing in the world.
It's like a rule at this point, right? You got to have it.
Unless it's in front of your face, it's funny.
Yeah, isn't it right in front of your face?
That's the funniest.
In an elevator. Not your face.
If we're doing downward dog and you're right in front of me, I'm going to kick you.
So,
oh, that's going to make me go more.
I met this.
Get out of my face.
This was just a co-ed kind of thing. It wasn't a hot yoga. I've yet to do hot yoga. Every yoga I do is hot. Not because me, but I get hot. And right away, I'm like, she's got the crystal little amulet on. I'm just busting her chops about this.
You're going to do pole dancing class next.
She had on like a tie-dyed yoga shirt, the whole like Earth Lover starter pack. And then something she said that like stopped me like mid-stretch or maybe like the first third of the stretch. Somebody had mentioned something about my animals. And
Manimals.
She says, you know, animals are just people in like different bodies, or maybe they're aliens. And I was like, what are you doing tomorrow morning? She's like, I have to be at work at 8. And I was like, then come on at 7:30. And what do you know, golly bum, here she is. Her name is Meta, like Soprano. Hey, Meta.
That's nice.
Hey, Matt Man. Hey, Fat Boy. Hey, Paige.
Hey.
How are
you? I'm super excited.
Yeah.
I'm like vibrating right now.
Oh, like. You talking about like using some toys? Like, what are we talking about?
No. No, I'm clear. This is just how I am naturally. Like, I might enhance it later, but I'm here in full clarity. So, good morning.
Good morning. So let's get into it. You're not on here because you want to talk about dildos or how awful I was at yoga. But like, this guy mentioned something about my farm near you, Meta. I'm going to say your name like the company that owns Facebook and Instagram, just so you know. I don't say Meadow. Yeah, probably around here you probably hear Meta a lot. So anyway.
Yeah.
You said something, and you already know, but you said something that really struck me. And you know the way that I think about weird things and stuff. You said that my animals might be people. So, like, break that down for us today. This is and this is why you're a vegetarian or part of it. That's where it all started.
Yes. So, I believe animals aren't just lesser beings or food. I just feel like they're a different kind of person, like, spiritually.
Right.
Like, maybe they're souls that didn't get into heaven, or maybe, you know, they're aliens, like their life form sent here to learn or observe or just, you know, be.
Okay, so like, you know, Matt's bull, Otis. Otis the bull.
Yeah.
He's like an alien exchange student. I mean, like, how does that work out? Like, he's trying to learn math or...
Exactly. Like, maybe he's been here a bunch of times all this time to like experience Earth differently.
So
you
believe in reincarnation, obviously.
If he chose that, though, like that's the worst assignment ever, because Otis just stands in like a mud pit chewing grass and looking pissed off all the time.
How do you know he's not communicating? Like,
well, they move.
Yes, but what if that's a whole language that we just don't understand? Like, they could be having full-on conversations about you behind your back.
I believe
they
are.
Well, they definitely do. You know, they definitely talk trash. Goats, for sure. Goats got attitudes, man.
Goats do.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, okay. I saw her on your Facebook. Ruby, the goat.
Yes.
Her eyes are ancient. Like, that's not an animal. That's an old soul.
Her eyes are ancient. Like, she...
That's kind of beautiful.
She's got...
Metaphoric
form. Attitude, though. Like, all goats do, but she's got one like a Waffle House waitress, like, working third shift. Like, she doesn't want to be there, so it seems. But She does have like
bunch of tattoos,
Cleopatra eyes, and like she eats everything. She's the one that ate part of that toolbox.
Literally. She's probably still detoxing from her last life, you know?
So it's a learning
through a lot.
Oh, detoxing from her last life.
I get it. She's coming back as a goat, as a learning experience. It's not a punishment.
You mean in the future or whatever universe or whatever this. I'm thinking of it like it's a Marvel movie now. So in the future, rich people get to go back and live again, choosing their skin, meaning, I wonder what it's like to live as a goat.
I want to come back as my animals because they're really spoiled. They don't do anything, but they get fed.
But what? You're not going to be the owner then. What if they get sent out to some person that's milling them out or, you know, fighting them?
That would be fire.
That's why, I mean, like Donald the turkey. Could it be like a, I don't know, like Civil War general in a past life?
Well, turkeys are powerful beings, like messengers, tricksters.
I love
it. I believe Donald knows what's up. Like, he's probably there to challenge you in some way.
Oh, to challenge me.
Or he was a comedian in the past.
Right. No, he challenged. I have one turkey. He thinks that he's a chicken because there's all chickens around there and, birds of a feather. And the only thing he'd really challenge, he challenged a freaking chicken coop week before last, beat it to hell with his wing. I think he was just trying to get in there to bang a couple hens. But, like, you think that's a message from the stars?
Or it's a message from himself. Like, maybe he's working through aggression from his past life. Like, I don't know. Maybe he was a mailman, and that was really hard for him.
Mailman.
You know, and he's just working through stuff.
Maybe his grandpa's a squirrel now. Who knows? Maybe that's what happens to the older folks.
Well, if he needs to come back and learn something, sure. Like, rebirth happens in all forms. And sometimes, that form can be a squirrel. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Squirrel. I have a squirrel that I had to name Pooh because he... after Winnie the Pooh, because he ate the bird seed and got really fat. So I named him Pooh.
But you named him, right? You saw something there with him.
Well,
you saw something in his eyes.
He was very cocky when he was eating the bird seed, and he looked at me like, what are you going to do about it?
Squirrel named Pooh.
Come on.
So, speaking of nuts, so, like, if these animals are people, why don't they... Okay, you said they are trying to communicate with us when they moo and they neigh and things. But we're not understanding the communication.
I guess. We're just not listening. I mean, we think we're the smartest species, right?
Yeah.
But maybe we're the ones who are cut off. Like, okay, you have that donkey, Banjo. Donkeys are guardians. They're protectors. They're super intuitive. And he might be more aware than any human you know.
Dude, for real, he chased off a coyote recently and then shortly thereafter rewarded himself by trying to make love to a wheelbear. So, like, he's got a lot going on for sure.
Yeah, bitches, look at me.
For sure,
Banjo.
Yes, yes. Meta, look, we got to roll time-wise. I appreciate you coming on. I told you, I said, we're not going to be making fun of you. It's just an interesting thought.
It really is.
I think
everyone should think about it. I mean, I feel like you're running the barn version of the afterlife at your place.
So cool.
I'm like Beetlejuice. That's freaking great.
And just think, if you're a narcissist and you're in love with people, you come back as a pig. Your next life, you be a little bit more careful with how you treat people.
God, that's messed up. Probably true, though.
I don't understand that. I'm gonna have Fatboy send you a sympathy card for that sausage biscuit that he had today, Meta. Okay.
Oh my gosh! Only if the pig had a name.
They all got a name.
Oh. I know. God, you sound so hot. I don't know if you had pit hair or not, like we talked about.
She doesn't.
Okay.
No, she's. Yeah, Meta.
They all remember. All those animals remember. They know their lives. You know. They know where they've been. You just need to really try to communicate with them.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.